From Mendocino County Public Broadcasting, this is KZYX News. I'm Jim Culp. 10 a.m., the Flow Restaurant in Mendocino Village. The staff is preparing great plates for seniors. On this day, they will prepare meals for about 22 clients located in Mendocino Village, Little River, and Albion. 9 clients are located at The Woods, the senior community in Little River, where we talked with Nancy Chen. She, like most residents, is not allowing visitors in her home.
I didn't know that the meals would show up. And suddenly there was a woman at the door presenting us with 2 bags of meals. And she was delightful, explained the program. And we took our meals inside, and it was such a feast. Oh, my goodness, there's so much food. We loved it. But the more important thing is that the joy I felt in being cared for like this was immeasurable. It's very hard to be locked up and old and not have a lot of stamina. And this program really supports us. And it delights me that it also supports the restaurants. I think it's a genius program. I want to encourage everybody who thinks that they might be eligible to sign up. It's a very broad window that you can get in. The more of us who do this, the healthier we'll all be when we come out, although probably a little bit heavier because the meals are so delicious.
Other residents chimed in with their comments online. Very helpful for seniors and for our restaurants. Courteous delivery drivers, said another. The Great Plates Delivered program was created by a partnership between FEMA and the state of California as a way to provide nutritious food to seniors who are confined to their homes by the shelter-in-place mandate. FEMA is supplying 75% of the funds. California share is 18.75%, and the local share is 6.25%. The program is scheduled to run through June 10th, but may be extended. The program has 2 goals. 1, help seniors and other adults at high risk stay at home and stay healthy by delivering nutritious meals to them every day. 2, to provide an economic stimulus to local businesses, notably restaurants. Governor Gavin Newsom called the program the first of its kind in America. He estimates that 1.7 million California seniors live alone and may be unable to cook their own meals. Each county establishes its own list of restaurants, with an emphasis on using locally grown food to produce meals that are low in sodium and sugar. What does it take to put all this together? I talked with Lila Nelson, who supervises meal preparation at Flow. It's been a lot of work to put everything together, she said. Lila added that they hope to get the dining rooms at both Flow and at the Mendocino Cafe up and running soon. Now for some questions that you may be asking about this extraordinary program. First of all, who qualified? Here are 6 questions that will determine that fact. 1, are you 65 or older, or 60 to 64 and considered high risk? That includes anyone who has been tested positive for the coronavirus. 2, do you have any underlying medical conditions? 3, do you live alone or with another program eligible adult? 4, are you receiving assistance from state or federal nutrition programs? 5, do you earn more than 6 times the federal poverty limit, or $97,000 a year? 6, can you affirm that you are not able to prepare or obtain meals yourself? If you meet these requirements, go to the Mendocino County website, www.mendocinocounty.org. We will publish its full address on the KZYX homepage. It's a sunny day at The Woods. I just heard footsteps on my front deck. It could be Lila from Flo dropping off my dinner. I checked and there it was, a bag filled with goodies. Let's see what's inside. Oh, this must be the main course. Whole grain pasta with mushrooms, carrots, and zucchini. In the next recyclable box here is a nice-looking spinach salad with a little tofu and Dijon mustard. There's some granola for dessert. To celebrate my good fortune and my great dinner, I've opened a bottle of Merlot called Going Viral. It comes from the Michael David Winery in Lodi and is being sold to support the research of the winemaker's daughter, Rebecca Dubois, a professor at UC Santa Cruz. So here's to Professor Dubois, to Lila Harrison of FLO, the Great Plates Program Director, and to her mother, Meredith Smith, the owner of FLO and the Mendocino Cafe. So there you have it. As Governor Newsom has said, Great Plates for Seniors is a program that is truly unique. It also represents an exceptional opportunity for our seniors to get the nutrition they need and build up their immunity in our country's battle, COVID-19. For KZYX News, this is Jim Culp. For all our local news with photos and more, visit KZYX.org.